Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Key Lime Pie is here. The taste of Florida summer in every sip. Guessing they'll have the draft on there tonight. I don't know if they'll have the sound on for the draft, but they'll have it on some of the TVs. They'll have pickleball on one of the TVs because they can't change the channel.
Walter Clayton Jr.
That's your prediction?
That's my prediction. Solana convinced me, and then you throw him and now Tyler in the backcourt. Solana, don't wiggle your damn head.
I haven't convinced you.
You got me going.
I haven't convinced you of anything. I'm telling you that's what people are expecting to happen, and usually when everybody thinks one guy is going to end up on one team, it doesn't happen. So don't get your hopes up. I'm just telling you what all the mock drafts have. The Miami Heat taking Walter Clayton Jr. at 20.
We'll find out
tonight. Okay, well, I got to deal with Liam McNeely. I'm looking at a mock draft. I don't know who the hell these kids are.
You'll hear coverage on this radio station. Solana will be heading to the Kaseya Center. Brendan Tobin will be there. Tommy Tighe will be there. Cast of thousands. And you will get NBA Miami Heat draft coverage here on 560 WQAM beginning at 7 p.m. tonight. Someone emailed Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel for the Ask Ira column and said, Ira, how come everyone can make trades except the Heat? And it's signed Mike. And Ira says, I think what you really mean is, how come everyone can make trades except the ones that Mike wants?
Ooh, get him, Ira.
Ira says, this came in right after the Pelicans and Wizards emptied dumpsters in the deal that gave Washington future cap space and the Pelicans current tax relief. So let's not overstate any Jordan Poole trade. And the Heat have made their share of trades, including the Jimmy Butler trade that was forced upon them. Yes, there is the residual of not landing Kevin Durant over the weekend and possibly not offering enough for Kevin Durant. But the machinations for the Heat assuredly are ongoing. I would expect, at minimum, at least one upcoming trade for the Heat. There is too much salary flexibility at the moment for the Heat not to be active. So kind of playing off what Solana has said all afternoon, expect some movement somewhere with the Heat. I don't know if it'll be tonight or not, but expect some movement at some point.
Are we losing hope in Pat Riley to do the best by the Heat?
You know, it depends if you think that someone else could have closed the deal on Dame Lillard or Kevin Durant. And it depends what you think that person would have been willing to give up. I am still a believer. I told you, if you had any doubts about Pat Riley, I thought he was so good in this season's end of season press conference that any thought that maybe, you know, he should cede the reins to someone else. I didn't feel that way at all. That guy, like, he just exuded, to me, Heat DNA and confidence and making the right decisions for the right reasons, not on his timeline, but on the Heat's best interest. And I don't think so. I don't think there was a person on earth that could have gotten Joe Cronin to trade Dame Lillard to the Heat. Period. End of story. I don't know why. I just don't think it could have happened. Kevin Durant, they have made a calculated decision. Now, do I think a team president may have made a different decision? Sure, you want Kalel Ware, sure, you want Niko Jovic, sure. I think there are plenty of presidents who would have pulled the trigger. But if you trust in Pat Riley, you have to trust that they did not see the value in giving up those young guys for for a 37-year-old aging superstar who was going to cost a lot of money against the cap for three seasons.
And I would just say, Wade, add Shaq, win the championship, and then go out and get a big three, 4 years, four finals appearances, two championships, and then the Jimmy run where you go to the finals twice. And like we all, like, we've talked about it where Pat has proven himself as knowing what the hell he's doing. But it seems like after Jimmy left, it's the last, what is it, like 5 months? That I don't know if I'm, you know, Solana just said it. He said it earlier in the show where, like, I don't know if Twitter shows you the true thought of people, but it's like y'all have lost confidence in Pat Riley's decision-making in 5 months.
Well, they're
going to do the best for the franchise.
People were annoyed that they didn't get Dame Lillard. Yeah. And again, I just don't think that was Riley's fault. I mean, he was told, this is where I'm coming. His agent, like, there was no doubt. You know, so maybe he believed too much that Dame Lillard was going to force his way here and wasn't willing to offer up enough to entice Portland. But Portland made the wrong decision anyway. So, I mean, I don't know. But for me, bottom line is I have not lost faith in him. Would I have made different decisions? Yes, but I have the ability to have hindsight and make my decisions based off what they've already had to do in the real moment. So,
and the thing with Jimmy, I would say the thing with Jimmy Butler, you have to look at Jimmy's resume. He's always going to be a butt wipe. So I think Pat and Spo dealt with a butt wipe as long as they could. So don't put the Jimmy thing on Pat Riley. That's on Jimmy.
I just think right now it's a very convenient take to look at every move he didn't make or should have made or missed on and say he's washed and use his age. I think people allow social media to dictate how they understand situations, and it's easy to just say, fire the legend. The legend, it's all passed him by. I'm sorry. Like, I call me Heat Homer if you want. I'm not saying Pat Riley shouldn't be blamed for certain things. He should have known to trade Jimmy Butler. There's a reason he's a godfather. He sees those things before they happen, typically. So, look, he's made mistakes, but this franchise was in the playoffs last year. This franchise is not, you know, the Charlotte Hornets. They're like, I think there has to be some perspective given to the past couple years.
Were they in the playoffs? You remember that Cleveland series?
Right, but there's context. They lost the greatest player that this franchise has had, the face of their franchise, for the past 5 years. How many teams lose the face of the franchise and still somehow manage to get to the NBA playoffs?
Cleveland got wiped off the floor in the next series.
That's the thing. Is everybody losing faith in Pat Riley?
No.
Or am I just seeing that on social media?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Solana brought it up. I thought about it earlier. He brought it up. I didn't speak on it, but when I see all the Pat Riley stuff, and he's 80, and I've seen him in a wheelchair. Somebody's, you know, whatever, photoshopped him onto some old dude's body, and I'm like, I still think Pat can construct a team that can win a championship if you give him a chance.
Of course.
Somebody, Hard Rock Bet, tweeted out, CBS Sports, The Ringer, and Bleacher Report all have Walter Clayton Jr. going to the Heat in their mock draft. Yeah. So there does seem to be a little consensus there.
I have. I updated.
The last Gator was here 27 years. I'm going to throw that out there.
Still playing.
I have a bunch of mock drafts here. If you guys are interested, I could run through them like extremely quickly. CBS Sports.
Nah. Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300
new
Hyundai models.
All you're going to do is yell Walter Clayton Jr.
Like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
All right. Well, then, if you don't want to hear that, you're forced to hear my Justin Verlander take again. Because holy hell, isn't this guy 90 years old? How is this guy
he married
still
to Kate Upton?
How is he still in Major
League
Baseball?
He is married to Kate Upton.
Guy's a bum now. He gave up three runs to the Marlins yesterday in five innings. He's 0-5 this season. Game two between the Marlins and
Marlins are on a little bit of a heater. I've goofed around with them today, but I think they're on a little bit of a heater. They're over 400. I know that because I looked at it yesterday.
Yeah, well, they beat the Braves in the series. They swept.
Hey, my barometer is low. They're over 400.
They swept the team
the
last
Braves,
week.
Braves, a team is over 400. It just got token by you.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think that they'd be an under 300 team? Under 400
team? Who says my team is over 400?
I do.
That's crazy.
When DJ and I were in Atlantic City, when I was up on the Jersey Shore, we were, you know, we're at the roulette table. And so I do the whole thing. Oh, 23, MJ, you know, whatever. And he's doing, oh, 6, LeBron. And I'm like, 33, Scottie Pippen. There's like several guys in for a bachelor party that are playing at the roulette table with us. And the guy goes, 6 for Jackson Dart. And I said to DJ, I go, that is the first time Jackson Dart's name has ever been invoked at a roulette table in the history of the world.
Guaranteed 6 ain't hit.
Nolan Traore, by the way, from France, according to USA Today Sports, if you want a different name.
For the Heat?
And Jeremiah Fears from The Ringer, going to number 20. Gotcha. Just a couple other names.
They were going to get that in anyway, whether I wanted it or not.
Basketball? They play basketball?
I always get it in.
Okay.
The Marlins, by the way, will have a $1 hot dog night on Friday, July 18th. That's a Slater scoop. He says kitchen sources tell me.
That's a good deal. We used to do that at Dania Highline. $1 hot dogs. Nothing like a $1 hot dog.
Glizzy.
Dollar glizzy. Yeah. 2025 dinner for a buck. I mean, that's dinner. Hot dogs, dinner.
That's not dinner.
Sure. Just had dinner for a buck.
Yeah. You look like you're a hot dog dinner guy.
Easy. That's dinner. There's no question. What are you going to have something else after the glizzy?
Yeah, dinner.
Your weather. I mean, Desmond and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, hot, humid, around 85 degrees. That is your weather.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Watch the draft tonight. Listen to the draft tonight. You enjoy yourself a little Funky Buddha. I mean, the time of your life. Never have a better time. Love our friends at Funky Buddha. Great food, great beer. They've got the key lime pie for the summer. They got blueberry cobbler still, which is so damn good. So enjoy a little Funky Buddha tonight, and hopefully the draft goes exactly the way you want it to go. However you want it to go, hopefully it goes that way. So the plan is, so Dan Day will come on after us, and then tonight, 7 o'clock, you will have our Miami Heat draft show. Solana's down on his way down to the Kaseya Center right now. Brendan Tobin will be there with them. Tommy Tighe will be there with them. And they will take you through the NBA draft through the eyes of Heat fans tonight, right here on 560 WQAM. As we wrap it up, I want to talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I really am a believer. And now that summer's here, vacations and barbecues and beach days, I mean, this is the season to feel alive. But if your energy's low or your drive is off, you could be suffering from low testosterone. getting treated is the first step to feeling your best for all your summer activities. And Atlantic Men's Clinic are the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. So how would you know if you're experiencing low T? Decrease in libido, you're putting on weight, less productivity at the gym, you're waking up feeling tired, you're falling asleep early, right after dinner. If you're experiencing those symptoms, go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Take the low T quiz. It's right there on their website. And then schedule a consult with them. And you go there, they do your lab work, they have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they've been serving South Florida since 2020. They have 7 locations now in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. Call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Heat, go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.